This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. An estimated 700,000 Colorado students will no longer be eligible for student debt relief after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's student loan cancellation plan. CU Denver student Samuel Flores says when Biden announced the elimination of billions of dollars in student loans,
it was a godsend. It was huge. The idea that, you know, all of a sudden we could put, you know, all the resources that we have towards our education instead of having to, like, work full time. It was an absolute godsend.
The New York Federal Reserve estimates that Coloradans have a combined student debt of almost $30 billion. It's peak blossom time for summer wildflowers in some parts of the state, like grasslands and the foothills. Grace Johnson is a horticulturist with Denver Botanic Gardens. She says this year's conditions are especially good.
Moisture as well as temperature, and then of course snowpack. The fact that we have such a great snowpack means it's going to melt slower. Wildflowers will delay their bloom, and then they will have more moisture to kind of sustain a longer bloom time.
Johnson says at higher elevations, the ideal time to see wildflowers should be in the next few weeks. A golden Colorado man is being nationally recognized for his heroics at an Arapaho Basin ski lift. Mikey Johnson is among 16 people listed for this year's Carnegie Medal, which is awarded for acts of heroism. A man's backpack got caught in a ski lift chair in January 2017. The entanglement caused the 30-year-old to choke as he was dangling midair. Wilson climbed the ski lift and rescued the skier. He has since recovered. This is CPR News and KRCC.